God bless you guys. This is Keisha Marin from God for Prince Ministry, and you are listening to The Balance in My Life. And today I want to take the opportunity to wish everyone a happy New Year's. Yes, it's the last day of 2019. We made it. We survived. Excuse me for my voice. I'm a little bit sick. But I am so excited. This year for a lot of us, it was a successful year. For others, maybe not so much. But the beauty of it is that we have a chance of starting all over again. We get to learn from our past. We get to learn from our mistakes and make better decisions next year. I know everybody right now is doing the New Year resolution, making new plans and establishing new goals, and that is awesome. We all do that at the end of the year, the beginning of the next. But the one thing a lot of us don't do is follow through. At some point after the year starts, we first start like really excited, motivated. But as the months go by, we tend to forget what our goals were. We tend to just fall into the same routines all over again. And we have to remember, we cannot expect a different outcome when we haven't, when we're making the same decisions over and over again. So this year, I want to encourage you to write down your goals, to write down what you want to do and accomplish this year. I want you to look back to this year and say, I don't want to make the same mistakes. I want to do better. Let's learn from what happened. Let's learn from the decisions we made. Maybe then they were not all bad. It's just, okay, I accomplished this year. Next year, I want to do better. I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to expand. And overall, we need to learn. We have to have God in the center of it all. Try it if you haven't done it. If you haven't put God in the center of every single decision you make, start that this year. Make that your priority. Make that on top of your list. In the Bible, in Habakkuk, sorry if I pronounced it wrong, 2, it talks about God telling him, write down your vision and write it clear enough where it's easily read. And maybe they're not all gonna get fulfilled right away, but they will get fulfilled. Like, even God told him that. Like, listen, write it down. Write it down where you can see it, where you can see it clearly, where it's a reminder of what your goals are, what your dreams are, what your vision is. And even if it doesn't get fulfilled in 1, 2, 3 days, don't give up. Because eventually they will be fulfilled. Eventually they will come true. And that's what we need to keep in mind as the months go by. You put yourself, you put these goals in front of you, you put this these visions that you have, and maybe you won't accomplish them in the first month or 2, maybe 3, 4 months. But that doesn't mean you should give up on them. That doesn't mean you shouldn't keep trying. Come on, let's finish the 2020 strong. Let's start the 2020 saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So when 2020 comes, when December of 2020 comes, we could look back and be like, oh, look, I checked this out. Check this out. Check this out. And as your goals start getting fulfilled, check them out. Put a check mark next to it. Highlight it. Do something that shows you, wow, I accomplished that. I did that. But making sure God is with you every step of the way. Listen, we don't need no one's approval besides God to make dreams come true, to make our visions reality. Some of us are waiting for somebody else to give us the go. Some of us are waiting for somebody else to believe in us. Hey, no. God is already believing in you. God is already telling you, come on, write it down. Put it somewhere where you can read it clearly and go after it. And believe that it will come true. Even if it takes a couple of months. Even if it takes a couple of days. But don't give up. So, that's what we need to do and we need to learn. That, listen, I don't need your approval for me to keep going forward. I don't need you to tell me I can't or I cannot do this. You pray to God. You put it in his hands and you're like, come on, God. I want this. If it's your plan, let's go. Come on. Help me. Give me the guide. Give me the tools. Some of us are too scared to step forward into a new dream and a new vision. We are so scared that we stay in a comfort zone. And we spend years in a comfort zone. Come on. Let 2020 be the year of your adventure. Let 2020 be the year where you're saying, you know what? I am going to take a risk. And maybe I might struggle in the beginning. Maybe it's not going to be like steady in the beginning. But you know what? I am going for it. And even if everything doesn't come out the way I plan, it's okay. I will try again. I will try again. Your biggest success are those that fail a couple of times, but you didn't give up. You kept trying. I have to say, when I started my business, I went on faith. I had a secure job or I had my daycare business. And the secure job was paying me X amount of money, which at the moment it was like, wow, that's good. Has good benefits. Is, you know, it's a for sure paycheck. But then in the other hand, I had what now is my business and I was barely going to make anything. It wasn't even a short income. So what I did, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go on faith because if I believe in God, if my eyes are on him, he's my guy, he's my provider, everything will be fine. Everything's going to come out fine. So I did that. I'm like, you know what? I called the job. I'm like, thank you for the opportunity, but I'm not going to take it. I went by faith. And in the beginning, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't that easy. It took me good, maybe 6 months for the business to actually run. And at that time, I wasn't even looking at it as a business. I was looking at it as I'm working from home, taking care of my daughter, and I'm home when my kids come from school. So everything is good. Then it's just kind of like took over. But because I didn't have certain things in order, eventually everything fell. So that's the one thing. Remember, what starts wrong will finish wrong. So when you are taking the next step for your next adventure or your next dream or vision, make sure you're taking the right steps. Don't skip steps. When you skip steps, you're actually making the work even harder. And you actually taking the longer route. You might think, oh, I'm going through a shortcut. No. Shortcuts only make your path longer. Only makes your dreams longer. In the short amount of time, you might think like, well, wow, this is coming out awesome. This is becoming reality really soon. It's growing fast. Yes, but eventually it's going to catch up to you. And everything is going to tumble down. So that's what happened to me. I didn't take the legal right steps. So eventually I saw myself crumbling and struggling to be able to stay standing. So I lost it all at some point. But you know what? I was like, I'm not going to give up. I already gave 2 years into this. I am going to make this happen. I see my vision. I see what I want. And I know God got me. But I need to do the things the right way. I need to do it the right way for it to work. So I had to start all over from the beginning. From zero. And you have no idea how God has blessed me. You have no idea how God been by my side. I didn't need anybody else's approval. To everybody else, I should have just got a regular job, 9 to 5. But you know what? This was my dream. This was my vision. So I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep going. And even if it has to start all over again, I was going to do it. So don't be scared of failure. Don't be scared of a little challenge. Don't be. Because the challenge, it makes it more exciting and more rewarding when you actually achieve the goal. Because you're like, wow, nobody handed it to me. Nobody gave it to me. I fought for that. I struggled for that. I sweat for that. I cried for that. I stayed late nights for that. And God gave me the strength. And God provides every step of the way. And you are going to be so proud of that. And you are going to treasure that so much. Don't let the fear stop you. Don't let the fear hold you back. Sometimes we scare because we think that we don't know anything. We counting ourselves out of the game before it even begins. Let me tell you one thing. You have whatever it takes to make anything happen. You might not have all the knowledge you need, but you know what? There's so many resources out there right now that could teach you and train you. And overall, the one thing I believe in is that God gives you the knowledge to do anything if you pray to Him and you believe it. Tell God to give you the knowledge, the wisdom, give you the tools, and teach you how to use those tools. Because sometimes we have tools in our hands and we don't even know how to use them. So there's no point of having some tools if you don't know how to use them. So ask God, come on, give me the tools, but also teach me how to use them. Listen, 2020 is the year. I believe it. I feel it. I am trusting God. Let go of the baggage. Let go of what's not positive in your life. Let go of what's dragging you down. Start cleaning your circle. Get out of toxic situations. Get away from toxic people. Believe it or not, sometimes there's people next to you that are dragging you down. There's sometimes people next to you that are holding you back. And you need to start letting them go. You need to stop worrying about everybody else and start worrying about yourself. It's okay to be a little bit selfish sometimes. It's okay. Sometimes you should have to just focus on you, on what's in front of you. And you know what? Everybody else that doesn't want to walk, sorry, but goodbye. Everybody else that is still doubting, goodbye. Everybody else that is still bringing negative things to your life, goodbye. Come on, new year with a cleaner environment. New year with a positive mindset. New year with God in front of you at all times. Don't put God behind you. Don't put God next to you. Put Him in front of you. Because when He's in front of you, come on, He's going to lead the way. And He's never going to lead you the wrong way. Your eyes on God, your eyes on the goal, your eyes on the project. Come on, take a chance. Take a chance. That risk that you have never took before, that dream that you've been having in the bottom of your drawer, like, man, I wish one day, this is the day. Come on. Come on. Let's stop saying one day. No. Now. It's going to happen now. Let me start getting prepared. Because even if the dream is not going to, and the dream and the vision is not going to get fulfilled tomorrow or the next day, you need to start getting prepared for when that vision comes in. You need to start getting prepared when that vision becomes reality. Because you don't want the time to come and got to be like, here you go. It's time for your vision to come true. And you're like, ooh, I'm not ready. Oh, wait, I wasn't prepared. Come on. You need to start getting prepared. When you're going on a trip, you start packing months ahead. You start packing weeks ahead. You don't wait until the day of the trip to start packing. It's the same thing with your visioning and dreams. You need to start getting prepared from before. Like, go ahead, write it down. Come on, write it down. And as soon as you put it on your wall, somewhere where you can see it every single day, that you can read it clearly just by passing by, at that moment in time, you need to start getting prepared for when that comes true. Because you don't know when it's coming. You need to start getting prepared. You need to start working for it. And wow, this will be an awesome year. Everything negative the past, let it go. Leave everything negative this year. Make sure when 12 o'clock hits tonight, you have let go of every baggage. You have let go of every anger. You have let go of every grudge. You have let go of anything negative that could hold you back. Don't take anything negative to 2020. No. Let it go now. Now. Do whatever it takes to let it go now. But don't take it with you. Do not take it with you. But I hope 2020 is the year for you. I hope 2020 brings new dreams, new goals, new visions. I hope 2020 is the year where we could glorify God's name out loud to the world and say, I got to this point because God guided me, because God provided, because God gave me the wisdom, the tools, and the knowledge to make it happen. I want to hear 2020 is the year to break anything that is holding us back. So, God bless you all. Don't forget to share with your friends, with your family, in your Instagram, in your social media, anywhere. Come on. Send me a message. Leave reviews. I want to hear from you guys. I want this to be a new community where we are sharing our experience, our dreams, our visions for 2020. And let's all do it together. So God bless you. And until next time, don't forget to check out next week's episode. Bye.